Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report for this Friday morning. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. USDA released its weekly export sales report this morning. Remember, it was delayed a day because of the Columbus Day holiday. The numbers look like this for corn, 25.4 million bushels, soybeans, 50.7 million, and all wheat, 39.9 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell of the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with the folks from Strategic Farm Marketing. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady, with a few firm tones possible, mainly in the western corn belt, on expectations of buying interest from some packers for Saturday and or Monday delivery. Terminals are called steady today. Peoria, a steady call with a top price of $42. In the eastern corn belt, daily direct hog report for Thursday, October 12th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,139 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $54 to $64. The weighted average was 62.16, a gain of 4 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 42.05 to 52.70, and the weighted average was 47.70. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 10,117. The base price range was $53.75 to $65. The weighted average was $62.86, a gain of 33 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.01 to $51, and the weighted average was $45.88.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, can we expect an open harvest weekend?
Well, Dave, there will be still some problems in eastern areas of the Corn Belt that picked up too much rain along the Ohio River. Things still a little bit on the moist side, but no more precipitation expected, at least not across portions of Ohio, most of Indiana, with the exception of far north, and that'll just be a few snow showers. Illinois should stay dry and continue dry weather as you head west, at least for the start of the week. And another storm system just pushing onshore in Southern California is expected to take a route towards the Four Corners, most of the precipitation staying across Arizona, New Mexico, and then moving into Texas and Oklahoma as it pushes to the east over the weekend. And then that system moves up towards the Ohio River Valley. So locations to the south in Illinois and Indiana, northern Kentucky that are behind as far as getting the crop out of the field will still have some problems if they don't get much work done this weekend. It looks like next week we are in for a return of moist weather, especially again in the Ohio River Valley and across Kentucky. So that may be a problem for areas to the south. Most of Illinois, Indiana, in through Iowa, things should be relatively good as far as getting out into the fields this weekend. Again, not a lot of precipitation occurred in the area over the last couple days. Some locations did pick up a half to a full inch of rain. Rain and snow did fall across the Great Lakes region yesterday. Unseasonably cold air continues to dominate the Midwest. Moisture totals generally between 2/10 of an inch in southern Michigan up to around maybe a half inch in some areas to the south of there. Biggest change in today's forecast, again, is the general reduction in rainfall predicted for the eastern Midwest late this weekend and early next week, but the heavy rain once advertised for Kentucky and the Ohio River Valley has been reduced somewhat, although enough rain will still fall to maintain very slow harvest pace in the summer crop areas. In the Delta and the southeast, low temperature this morning, mostly low to middle 30s, with an isolated reading at Jackson, Tennessee, down to 26 degrees. Temperatures will start to modify a little bit over today and tomorrow. Widespread field work will progress over the next couple weeks. Widespread rainfall, again, some will be heavy across the Delta and the Southeast late this weekend and early next week, with frequent showers then bringing rainfall to portions of the region on a nearly daily basis, and that will further limit field work there. Sustained dry period will be needed to allow for harvesting before the crop quality begins to decline across that region. Across the wheat belt, mostly dry weather occurred in the hard red wheat country yesterday. High temperatures mostly in the 50s to upper 40s in the far north and a few 60s around Colorado and near the Red River. Early morning temperatures in the mid to upper 20s across Nebraska, mostly upper 20s and 30s for Colorado and northern Kansas. Rapidly changing temperatures and the periodic showers will impact hard red wheat areas over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. Most of the precipitation will be light and will not likely bring substantial change to soil moisture, including the drier areas of Oklahoma and south central Kansas. However, there will be some minor lifting of topsoil moisture in those drier areas, but much more rain will be needed. And the Pacific Northwest wheat region, they will receive periods of rain and snow for the first half of next week. Precipitation will help to moisten the soil in unirrigated fields, and that's necessary to improve the winter crop establishment. Precipitation will interfere with field work, and temperatures will turn colder next week, inducing a change from rain to some snow in a few areas and bringing down topsoil temperatures. Some wheat development rates will slow. Greater precipitation will still be needed for a dryland crop since drier weather evolves again later in the week next week. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 531 and three quarters, down one. Last trade up 3 1/4. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 516 and a half, up one. Last trade up 4 1/2. July, 447 and a half, up 1 1/2. Last trade up 3 1/2. December corn opened at 298 and a quarter, unchanged. Last trade up 2 1/2. July, 315, down 1 1/4. Last trade up 2 1/2. Redline December, 314, down 1/4. Last trade up 2. November soybeans opened at 578 and 3/4, down 1. Last trade up 1 1/2. July, 618 and 3/4, down 1. Last trade up 1 1/4. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Vince Renicki of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, Dave.
We had export sales data out this morning. That was delayed a day because of the holiday on Monday for Columbus Day. Where would you like to begin?
Well, let's go with the easy bet. That's wheat, and I guess we can celebrate the fact that we finally did actually get a little cash wheat sold in the form of exports. So, you know, that we've rallied this wheat market consistently up until yesterday, and the real question has been, okay, that's nice and all, especially since we've rallied the nearbys, and the new crop has been falling in that entire time, but where's the cash support? You know, it's not like we've been selling a lot of cash wheat, and I guess today we finally get the evidence that suggests that we have in the last week sold a decent amount of wheat. So we'll see how that goes as we move over the next few weeks and how the liftings actually turn out. But that's the good news, you know, that we do actually have some evidence that would support our wheat market moving a little higher in the nearbys.
39.9 million bushels, the number there. Where would you like to go next, beans or corn?
Well, why don't you start with corn, Dave, and then we'll go to beans.
All right, the number there, 25.4, under the trade, and overnight we saw some news that's suggestive that foreign buyers might be turning away from corn at these prices.
Yeah, I think you mentioned, as we talked a little bit ahead of the show here, about a couple tenders turned down, I should say. And you know, I think you have to recognize that anytime a market makes a move like it has, corn, beans, wheat, any of them, you're going to, from the buyer's side, think, well, maybe I can get it bought a little cheaper. And, you know, we've got a good supply of corn. We all know what yesterday's report said, as that's been discussed over and over. But at the same time, you still have to be careful not to price yourself out of the market, and I think you're starting to see yourself a little bit there. And that's why our exports this morning are a little bit disappointing, just because we've rallied this corn market so far. And then beans, you said, Dave?
In the beans, we're looking at 50.7 million bushels. China, the big buyer again this week.
Yep. Good thing we've got an export market for beans, right? Because I don't know where else we'd put them, frankly. It seems that, we've got plenty of beans to go around, and that's a good thing that, we are a good, dependable supplier for the rest of the world. And as you can see in that export report, China continues to come to us, and we're glad to have their business.
So where do prices at least start today?
Yep, from the start, I think that there's nothing that would indicate that we would start any different than we left off this morning, a couple higher in corn, a little bit higher in beans as well. I think we close a penny or something higher, a penny or so higher in beans. And then wheat, I think, will be a little bit more of a question whether we're, four higher or, maybe even a little higher than that with the export report this morning. So, I'd look for everything to be friendly on the open. We'll see how they continue on into the weekend or, prior to closing for the weekend.
All right.
Let's look for positive news here this morning.
Thanks much, Vince.
Have a good day, Dave.
You too. Vince Renicke of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana.